We're still at Station X. Matt has returned back from a short tour. This is Matt Barnstormed. And we were just having a small conversation about the political parties in the UK. If you're not aware, we have mainly, and I will say mainly, Conservative, Labour and the Liberal Democrats. And Matt was saying, oh, isn't it such a shame about the Liberal Democrats? Nobody seems to know who the leader is, because I was talking about Nick Clegg. And that it's strange being a leader of a party that's never going to be in. And I said, why be so pessimistic? Surely if one of these parties really embraced social media, they would be in with just as much, if not more, of a chance than others if they were charismatic and genuine and honest enough to be real. Matt said, I think it would be much better if a party stood for... Now, you call this the no-vote theory, and it's something that you and your dad have been batting around, probably over a few beers.
It's not so much a party, it's more the case...
So, yeah, the no-vote...
No-vote option. I mean, people moaned last time about the BNP getting into power through voter apathy, and those that accused of being too lazy to go out, and this is why people like the BNP, and et cetera, like, get into power. It clearly isn't, you know, it's just people's complete lack of faith in any one particular party. And there needs to be the option on all voting papers to simply state that you come out to vote, you've done your duty, but you have no confidence in any party standing to be elected. And if you did that, I think you'd see that, yeah, actually people are turning out to vote, but nobody's saying anything useful to vote for.
So would you, if faced with the ballot paper right now, looking at the options that we have to a certain extent right now, would you be ticking the no vote box?
It would depend how the maths worked. For example, if you picked enough people picked no vote, but yet the next highest party with numbers still got in, it kind of wouldn't work. Okay. There has to be some maths involved that will say if this many people have this little confidence in all parties, then nothing happened, then a revote is taken or something else happens. At the minute, I'd do anything to get rid of who we currently have. So whatever option was available to get rid of them, that's the one I'd be taking.
Surely the best way to show how totally non-apathetic you are as a voter is to stand yourself and put somebody in there, the best person you possibly think. Or do you think, no, the individual is doesn't necessarily want to become an inverted commas politician?
I don't think people want to be politicians. People enjoy moaning about politicians. They don't actually want to become one. I don't want to become one. I have views on what politicians do.
That's a Freudian there, isn't it?
What politicians do, but I don't want to become one. It's not my job to govern the things that I think they should be. It's just my right to choose someone who does what I want to do for me.
You've got an opinion.
I have an opinion.
Isn't it better to vote for the best of the bunch rather than just a protest vote?
It's hard to choose the best of the bunch anymore because they all stand for basically the same thing. They all say what they want to say to get into power and they do what they want anyway. And I'm personally all for, in a way, the American system to a point, I suppose, where you don't stand for extended periods of time. You do your term, you maybe get two terms if you're lucky, and then you're out. Mm. And you rotate parties in that way. I mean... The problem seems to be that parties get in and drivel on with the same problem for year after year, but no one's strong enough to go against them. So they carry on doing what they're doing, and which is basically just earning money and filling the seats.
Mm. So what you're basically talking about is a complete reinvention, a complete re-engineering of our current democracy.
Yeah, I'm take the best bits from everyone else's democracy and then make ours work in a similar way. You know, take the American fixed-term policies and then add the no vote into as an option for voters, and then we'll see who's really popular and who can run a country, because at the minute you don't have to be either in order to get in.
Well, thanks a lot, Matt Barnstormed on Twitter. I've actually got my laptop open in about 10 minutes till the others get back, so I think I'll start on this now.
Thank you.
I'm going to reinvent democracy.